Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on February 5th, 2010. The Darden Business Cast headlines today include the economic backdrop of Haiti, beating the odds, Women's Leadership Week, and partnering with the Gulf region. In our interview segment, we'll hear how the Darden students smashed their goal of raising $10,000 in 10 days for Haiti. First, here's the news. What does the crisis in Haiti mean to business schools, its students, and graduates? Well, that was the question panelists discussed last week when the Darden School hosted Crisis in Haiti, The View from the Front Line. Dean Bob Bruner opened the event by reminding the audience that there have been a number of major crises in the world recently and that the business community plays a role in the recovery.
We've had a major hurricane hit the Gulf Coast in the United States, Hurricane Katrina. We had a tsunami wave spread through the Indian Ocean and devastate segments of Southeast Asia. We've had Mount Pinatubo explode, devastating a region. All of these beg the questions, what is the relevance of natural disasters for us in the business community, for us in Little Charlottesville or in the wider business world within reach of our viewers nationally and internationally? And what is the implication for us as individuals and citizens?
Dean Bob Bruner sharing his opening remarks at the event. Panelists included Darden professors, alumni, and friends of the school who have expertise regarding Haiti and its people. One of the panelists, Jack Stoner, the founder and president of Building Goodness here in Charlottesville, has constructed homes and even medical centers in Haiti for years. He said he first visited Port-au-Prince 12 years ago. He said the poverty there was incredible.
I was horrified at the conditions in Haiti. I was just absolutely dumbfounded at the level of poverty in Port-au-Prince and the things I saw, and I promised myself I would never go back. 12 years later, I've been back 15 times.
That's Jack Stoner, the CEO of Building Goodness. Many of the panelists have been to Haiti often. They shared their expertise on a variety of subjects regarding the situation facing the people there now. If you'd like to view the panel discussion, it's available on Darden's YouTube channel. Well, recent times have been extremely difficult times for many businesses in Virginia. Some areas of the Commonwealth have experienced plant closings and job losses. While much of the attention has been paid to the economic struggles, the Darden School is focusing on those businesses that have managed to beat the odds and succeed. The Taylor Murphy Resilience Awards competition has been announced. The Taylor Murphy Center is housed here at Darden. The Resilience Awards are designed to bring recognition and support to entrepreneurial firms in Virginia that have shown sustained economic vitality and high employment while providing a boost to their communities in Virginia's most economically challenged areas. If you know a business that deserves the award, you can submit a nomination beginning April 1st. Log on to resilienceaward.info. The Taylor Murphy Center works to foster economic growth within Virginia. Taylor Murphy was a longstanding member of Virginia's House of Delegates. He was the state treasurer from 1942 to 1947. Hats off to the students of the Darden School of Business. On September 20th, student leadership announced a campaign to raise money for the people of Haiti. The $10,000 in 10 days campaign was launched. 9 days later, the goal was met, then quickly surpassed. In 2 weeks since the launch, the total is now over $17,000. Well, several students helped lead the charge, and one of them is with us today. Second-year student Nicole Solovey is the co-outreach representative on the Darden Student Organization. Welcome. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This is really just such a neat thing. Before we talk about it, but let's talk DSA, the Darden Student Organization. Mm-hmm. What's your role there?
So I am, along with Arvin Kanan, we are both the VP of Outreach. So okay. We organize most of the outreach events that happen here at Darden.
So what happened then? We hear about the crisis in Haiti, and Darden students just give, and they're so into public service. You mm-hmm. guys just jumped into action. What took place?
Well, we actually had people come to us asking us what we were doing about Haiti. The earthquake happened on Tuesday, and by Thursday, Arvin, myself, and Laura Pearson, who's the DSA president, had floods of emails asking what Darden was going to do and how we're going to get involved. So we hadn't really put much thought into it in the 48 hours that it happened. There was just so much going on, so many moving parts. By Friday, we had a meeting and we were ready to go, and we knew we had to do something. So we decided the best way, well, we researched and talked to a bunch of local organizations, and they said the best way that we can contribute is money.
Yeah.
A lot of people wanted to give their time and service, but right now in the short term, they really just needed money.
No question.
So by the following Monday and Tuesday, that's what we kicked off this campaign, and that's where it started.
It was great. Kicked it off at First Coffee, had a real nice reception. What was interesting, I thought, was how you had done some research. It was pretty obvious because it was announced we're going with a short-term goal, which was the $10,000, and a long-term plan. Have the long-term plans even been worked out? I know that's very complicated.
Yeah, it is complicated. We've been working with a few professors. Marsh Patty's been involved. Peter Rodriguez, and a lot of people have shown interest, a lot of students. So we're actually meeting this week to really formulate how we're going to approach a situation long term.
Yeah.
We'd like to organize groups of students to go down there when the time is right. Right now we're hearing from the Red Cross and Building Goodness, the foundation here, that they just aren't accepting volunteers right now, which is understandable. So we'd like to organize some longer term efforts and then hopefully at some point use our business skills and work with businesses and, you know, some economic development there when the time is right.
So for someone who wants to set up a short-term fundraising like this, what can you tell us some of the things you had to think of? What did you have to do? Like, where do I give my money, for instance? How did you go about that?
Well, there's a technical piece, which Arvin took care of, which is great.
There you go.
So it's just setting up bank accounts and PayPal accounts and working with organizations and figuring out how to actually get the funds to them and what's the best way to do it. From DSA, there's tax implications and just really technical things to consider. But on a larger scale, it's just notifying people and getting people to understand what they're giving money to and why. So we wanted to pick organizations that people could relate to and people knew, as well as organizations that we knew were really having an impact on the ground. So it was just trying to figure all those different pieces out. It's really not all that difficult to kick off. It's more difficult to get people engaged and involved.
And it happened. Did you have any doubts? $10,000 in 10 days?
Well, we were a little low. We were 7 days in and we were only at $5,000. And we were all pretty shocked by that because Darden is definitely – the community is very strong and people give openly often.
Sure.
So we were a little bit surprised. But then, of course, the last 3 days, $12,000 later, so it all worked out. And we had a lot of partnerships with the clubs. The finance club matched their members up to $2,000.
Oh, great.
The consulting club matched their members up to an amount. The Wine and Cuisine Club participated. Dean Bruner also matched. So we had a lot of organizational support as well within Darden, which really, really helped.
And then today an email went out saying that there's a little bit of a new amount being announced, and you're around where right now?
We're about $17,700. And we're cutting those checks to the two organizations, the American Red Cross and Food for the Poor, this week. I think tomorrow or the next day we'll be cutting those checks. But donations are, of course, still needed.
Okay.
There's plenty of money to raise. Who's for Haiti, which is the main campus organization that's been, they're trying to raise $100,000 in 30 days. So I'm not exactly sure when their deadline is, but we sent that out in the email as well.
Great.
So Who's for Haiti is another place to continue to donate.
Okay.
But as far as Darden goes, we've reached our goal. We'll certainly take more in direct efforts to where they need to be, but we're going to start to focus on our long-term plans now.
Great. So if an alum is listening, they can go on our website under the news. There's a story about it, and there's a link there, or they can go to the UVA homepage as well and find the information there. What have you learned, I guess, is my last question. Did there were some takeaways from this, putting this together?
I mean, I can't say that I've learned anything new. It just has solidified how strong the Darden community is. I've been really, really proud to be a part of it. This all happened really, really quickly. It's a major tragedy, and people just really came together in the way that we could at this point, which was money, and really opened their hearts. And I'm just really, really proud to be a part of this community. So it's been great.
Second year student Nicole Solovey, co-outreach VP from Darden Student Association. Thank you for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
A great schedule of events is on tap for Women's Leadership Week at Darden. That begins on Tuesday, February 16th. Executive speakers, case discussions, the she auction, and a reception are all on the schedule. Check out Darden's website for details or contact a member of the school's Nawamba chapter, the National Association of Women MBAs. Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and Charlottesville. That's where learning is taking place during a 5-week executive development program for top managers from the Gulf region. Darden's executive education program has partnered with the Saudi Arabia Institute of Banking and the Bahrain Institute of Banking and Finance to develop the program. The leadership development program is underway. The final 3-week module will be held in March here at the Darden School. Well, that's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden website, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.